Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. You're listening now to singer-songwriter Renee Marie. We met with her at the Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. In this part two of our interview, we continue talking about her journey and her music. This is Joy of Jazz from her CD, Sound of Red. Enjoy.
Started going, and I had a gig at Blues Alley. Rich McDonald of Max Jazz was at the club.
Oh my!
And
so
he came up to me during the first set and after the first set and said, "Would you like to sign on to our label?" This was right at the beginning of his label getting going.
Oh, my goodness.
In 99. Yeah,
99. Wow. 1999.
Yeah, okay. That's how it got going.
All
that's
right.
A short version.
Well, that was good.
And somewhere in there, I quit my day job.
All right. Well, yeah, it would make sense to do that. So, let's see. Now, I know you, I read about you doing a vocal therapy program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just something I came up with. Every time I'd finish my gigs, singers would come up to me and say, "How do you get your voice to do this?" And I couldn't understand why they were asking me that. I was like, "Well, what do you do?" I couldn't figure that out. So we talk on the phone, and I'd hear all these things that I thought needed some adjusting and tweaking. And I just developed these things. I started writing my viewpoint about singing in different areas, you know, like the importance of silence and how to share the stage and how to be your own advocate on stage and in the business world and things like that. So I call it vocal therapy because I think singers, a lot of times, we just need to talk because we have issues with our body. We have issues with we have gender issues,
mm-hmm.
back and forth.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things we need to work through before we can even get that sound out, I think.
I think you're right on that one.
That's what it's all about. It's not real therapy because I am not a therapist, y'all.
No, I understand that, but it's on the same line as retail therapy.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yes, that's right.
You got to go out and do something that makes you feel better for a few
mm-hmm,
minutes, and
mm-hmm.
that's what it's called. That's right. What some women call that,
right.
The retail therapy, but
right.
This is vocal therapy.
That's what I call it.
Because we need to talk about what we are doing as a singer.
Right.
And we need to share it with other people, and other
right.
people need to say, how can I help you,
mm-hmm.
or how I can say, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Etc. And yes. Oh, I get that.
Our emotions right come out in our voice as singers. Our emotion is right here. You know how people say, "I could hear it in her voice." Well, that's the thing that we have to deal with as musicians.
You're listening now to Blessings from Sound of Red.
May wisdom guide you. Hope sustain you. May the wind be always at your back. May your faith make up for any confidence that you lack. May true love find you. True friends stand behind you. May your life grow more beautiful as it fades. May your slumber be sweet and peaceful in the bed that you made. May your conscience be as clear as a Colorado sky. May the ones you hold dear always be by your side. May you have love and laughter and live happily ever after, with just the right amount of glory days and pain. May these blessings pour down. Your days be filled with joy and
and your rooms be filled with love, and your nights be filled with the silvery moon above. May your truths always be spoken. May your promises to your children be unbroken. May you live as long as you want, never want for as long as you live. May you let bygones be bygones and forgive. May you be the voice of reason in the face of blinding rage. And as you journey through life's seasons, may you gracefully age. May the clouds always enfold and the sun always be whole. Fear not the path of truth for the lack of people there.
Tell me about your CDs. Let's get down to business here.
I have 4 CDs on the Max Jazz label, 4 under Motema. I have a CD from the soundtrack of my one-woman show called Slut Energy Theory. I have a CD that I self-produced. Oh, actually, I have 2 CDs. My very first one self-produced called Renaissance. It's out of print.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one called Experiment in Truth, which is also the name of our band.
Okay.
That's out of print, too.
Actually. Oh, my.
And a couple of singles I released. One was about the Gina Six. I don't know if you remember that. In Gina, Louisiana, maybe about 8 years ago. Okay. The kids, they hung nooses from this tree at schoolyard. It was all in the news, the Gina Six.
I may remember. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff running together.
Yeah. And then I released a single called This Is Not a Protest Song, which is about homelessness. And 100% of the proceeds of the sale of that CD, or the download of it, mm-hmm. goes to the National Coalition for the Homeless. Thank you.
sleeps under a bush on the ground. By day he's a painter, his brilliant works are all over town. In spite of his drinking and his demons, I believe he does the best he can. So if you see my brother on the street somewhere, put a little something in his hand.
Any blame or trying to justify, but I swear that there, but for a couple of twists of fate, go.
but it ain't a protest song.
Where would they go to download this song?
My website, renemarie.com.
Thank you. All right.
And that's R-E-N-E-M-A-R-I-E.
Okay.
.com.
.com.
I don't want them to misspell it because it's too many ways of spelling Renee.
I know. It's too many ways. Now, what would you like to see in all the things that you've been doing? And I hear how much you, what is the thing you love the most? Within the singing, within what you're doing now, what do you love the
most? You know what, Joan? What I love the most is doing that one-woman show, and I'll tell you why. Anytime you do a one-woman show about domestic and sexual abuse,
mm-hmm.
it applies to so many people. You would not believe how many people have experienced it
mm-hmm.
and are survivors of it. You wouldn't believe, men and women, it's just, it's overwhelming. And in doing that show, at the end of it, I always feel like I have really empowered somebody or really helped them.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that feeling. If I had to choose, and somebody said, you can't do both, you can do one for the rest of your life or the other, it would be the one-woman show.
That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
And I no, love, it's not
but
crazy.
But I get to sing in that show, and that's, you know, I
you get to do everything you
right.
love, and you get to be
right
an instrument
mm-hmm.
for healing.
That's it.
And that's
yes.
that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other end, what would you like to see grow to be better?
Oh, boy. You know, it takes me forever to write a song because I didn't go to school and I didn't learn music theory that well.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes me the longest time to write a song down and be able to hand it to the musicians. It's easier for me to get with a musician, a pianist, sing my songs to them and say, this is how it goes. I can write down the chords, but I don't know what they're called.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I get you.
And I can't tell them what the rhythm is. I can't say it's a dotted quarter note here.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It takes me a long, I can do it, but it takes forever.
I get it. I get it.
That is my weakness.
Well, you know, we all have our ups and downs, and I know I do get it, and it is, I understand that one.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. We have talked quite a long time, and I have a feeling we could just use the whole interview for my show. But
well, thank you so much.
This has been wonderful, and I'm glad we've connected here at Jazz Congress,
mm-hmm.
at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. And I think I really appreciate they've been doing this so I can, you know, come mm-hmm. and interview people. And thank you so much, Renee Marie.
It's my pleasure. Thank you
for joining
us, Watson Jones.
Here's another tune from Sound of Red titled Lost.
She was always reaching out, but no one could ever reach her. She never knew what life was all about, 'cause she wouldn't let nobody teach her. Never in her wildest imagination could she dream of life without agitation. All of her winters melted into spring with misgiving. She wondered why her
imagination. Lord, when she lied to herself, that's when things really got rough. Then there was truth gathering dust on the shelf, while from her eyes fell all of this wet stuff. Then she dried them so no one could tell, but what the hell, she was lost. Psychosis on me, I couldn't understand it, and so I demanded to know the source of all this remorse and this agony. And she said, thanks, but I keep my cards close to my chest, and the rest of me is a mystery. Then she winked and blew a kiss to me.
Come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or send me a direct message through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
For us, the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' pages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.